My name is Danielle Lapage, and I competed in the sport of wrestling.
Joining me on the phone is two-time Canadian Olympic wrestler Danielle Lapage. And Danielle, when you look back at your career and your journey through athletics, how big a part of your life was the ability to be able to get on the mat and wrestle your way through your life here?
Well, it was obviously a huge part of my life. I've been wrestling since I was 12 or 13, so for 20 years, it was, the number one priority in my life, and it was something that I really loved, and it took up every thought pretty much in every moment of my life. So, yeah, it was huge.
When you look at the opportunity that you had to go to not one, but to two Olympics and represent Canada there, just what are you most proud of? Obviously, your first trip, had some injury trouble on the way to get to that, and then were derailed at that first one by injury, and you certainly had to battle your way to be able to make those two appearances for Canada. Just what are you most proud of what you did?
Yeah, I guess just I'm proud of my entire career. Like, looking back, coming from small town of Olds, Alberta, like, who would have thought that I would be the one to make those Olympic teams? There's only so many girls who make those teams, not very many, a very small percent, and I was one to make it out on the other side and make it there. I did have, very bad luck with injuries. At the worst moments, it seemed, I ruptured my hamstring at the first Olympics and tore my ACL just months prior to the second. And so I think that was unfortunate, and that was very sad and disappointing, obviously. But I am proud of the fact that through it all, I, remained positive, remained myself, and I was able to come out of the other side of those things and didn't let it, hold me down for too long or drag me down. So I think those are the things I'm most proud of.
Yeah, for sure. You also managed to balance your school life during all of that intense training to be an Olympic athlete. How were you able to manage that?
Yeah, I think that for me, I needed the balance of having something else besides wrestling. I can get very intense and very, too into something, especially in the sport of wrestling. So I was always one to need something else to kind of distract me or focus on or pursue and have other goals outside of wrestling. And so for me, it was not too difficult. It actually helped me. Like, I think that wrestling helped me in school, and school helped me in wrestling, just having the balance and having both things to do. But I think, there's a lot of time in a day, and I was very good and still am very good at time management. And so I just made the most of every minute of my day, and that's how I did that.
And so, where did you go to school? Do you have a degree now, and what are you doing now?
I have 3 degrees now. Such a nerd, but I got my bachelor's from Simon Fraser University in criminology. I did a master's in criminology as well from Simon Fraser University. And then more recently, I got a law degree from the University of Calgary. And I am now working as a lawyer for the government, the BC government. I'm working for the Ministry of Attorney General, the Legal Services branch, in what's called the Justice, Health, and Revenue Group. So a lot of words there, but I'm essentially just a government, BC government lawyer.
Yeah, and how proud are you of being able to make it through, all of that schooling and get to where you are now?
Yeah, it's a different lifestyle, this lawyer life, compared to the athlete life. I am proud of everything that I have accomplished in life, and I think that, I don't know, being a lawyer is cool. It's not as exciting as being a wrestler, but I am proud that I got to this point. And I think that it's going to open some doors for me. I don't know if where I am now is going to be my final spot, but I'm definitely proud that I have that on my resume to get me to the next place, wherever that might be. I've been coaching a little bit wrestling, and so I'm surprised by how much I've liked that. And I've just kind of recently been doing that, and so I think that there's more of that in my future. And so, yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, that's great to hear that. Where have you been able to coach?
a couple times a week, I coach the university girls at SFU. And then I've been doing more and more work with the BC High School team, the provincial team here. So just camps here and there, and we'll see. It's hard with this 9-to-5 job that I have right now, but I'm doing as much as I can before and after work and on weekends, and so we'll see where that leads.
International Women's Day is coming up here. Just how important is that day, and what does that day signify to you?
Well, it's just a day to think back and reflect on everybody, all the women who have done what they've done to let me be where I am today, all the women who have come before me to pave the way. Like in wrestling in particular, when I started, it was a male-dominated sport. There was not even women in the Olympics, and it was because of the women before me who, you know, started it and advocated for women's wrestling, advocated for wrestling, women's wrestling in the Olympics, that I was able to do what I did. And it's because of wrestling, of course, that I am who I am, and I truly believe that. And so I think that I would all to the women who came before me in the sport, and then also just like in law and in life, I'm surrounded by so many amazing people, and I really value women who are brave enough to be, you know, their true selves, to be confident in who they are and be authentic. And so I'm surrounded by that type of woman in everything I do. There's so many amazing people at work, at law school, and in wrestling. And so for me, it's just, you know, a day to remember that and tell all the women that I know and love that I love them and I'm proud of them and I'm thankful for them. And so that's what it means for me.
Is there a particular name that stands out to you, or a couple that maybe you wanted to mention that were inspirations to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, every part of my life, there's a different type of inspiration. And so in wrestling, my Olympic teammates in particular, all inspired me. Erica Weeb was a big part of my journey. And then Carol Wynn before that, she really inspired me to even go to the Olympics and try to make an Olympic team. My personal life, you know, my sisters and my mom are inspirations. They're like the best parents, both my sisters, her moms, and my mom herself. They're like the best women to look up to, the best moms I can look up to. And so they inspire me every day in that way. And then in law, there's a woman named Karen Molly. She's now a judge in Alberta, but she has really inspired me and been my mentor throughout law school and now throughout my career as a lawyer. And so those are the ones that stand out in this moment, but there's a lot more that I can just go on and on about, but I'll stop.
You bet. You have had a chance to be a guest speaker at a number of events. So when you get those opportunities, you know, what's a message that you want to pass along to young girls and young women that want to try and reach the kind of goals that you've made?
Yeah, my advice is always, you know, follow your gut. That's what I have always done, is just follow my gut in everything I do. And don't follow anybody else's path. Don't do things that you think you should just because other people are doing it or other people say you should. Like, pave your own way. And if you do that, you're going to face ups and downs and triumphs and failures. But no matter what, you're going to be proud and you're going to, you know, have this incredible life and an incredible journey.
Well, it's always inspiring talking with you, Danielle. Best of luck with your new career and the path that takes you here as you move on from the mat into the courtroom.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'll see where it goes.